Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. It's a simple question for the MGM National Harbor Listener Lines. I'm not sure it's a simple answer, but it's a simple question. What is the biggest strength for your Washington Commanders this season? For years and years and years, we would have said D-line. This team last season finished with the 25th ranked defense in the NFL. 29th in pass yards allowed. 8th in rush yards allowed. Now, you could argue that people just didn't run on them because they were throwing all over them. But keep in mind, there's four first-round picks on that D-line. Chase Young, John Allen, Daron Payne, Montez Sweat. Charlie is in College Park. Hello, Charles. How do you do, sir? Charlie, are you there, buddy? Charlie, did the aliens get you? Put you on hold, see if the boys can figure it out. Charlie's usually quite good, so that was a surprise. For me, if you're going to talk about strengths for the Commanders, phone lines are open, 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. MGM National Harbor Listener Lines. Mm-hmm. I have a tough time saying it's their defensive line after maybe it's more about something Ron liked to say last year about expectations. If we're just expecting them to be a good team rather than an excellent team, maybe you'll believe their D-line is achieving. But considering you have four first-rounders, considering John Allen's now making $18 million a year, considering Chase Young is on, you know, these top 25 players under 25 lists, Montez Sweat has incredible athleticism, I think you expect a little bit more.
I think you do. And I think, like I said, the national analysts, they all talk about the D-line. I think it comes down to the position that they were picked in. But for me, if you're picked in that position, I expect more out of you.
Yeah.
And I don't think we've consistently seen it. Now, they could come back this year and live up to the hype that they had from the previous year. Last year was a letdown. And it won't be hard to get better than they were last year. Say it like that.
Agreed. Charlie's, Chuck, you there, buddy? Landfill, am I doing something wrong? Okay. Charlie, good luck, man. I think you can make a serious case that it is the offensive line. But the problem is they lost two starters.
Yep.
They lost a Pro Bowler in Brandon Scherff, and they lost Eric Flowers.
And I think people
who started every game for
those people that says, oh man, it was just two off, it's two guards. Those two guards made the running game better. If you don't get the same level of play,
totally,
you got a problem.
Let's see if our guy Radio's on the line. Radio, what's up, man? You're on with B. Mitch and Finley.
Hey, what up, y'all? How y'all feeling?
We're good, man. What do you got as the biggest strength for the Commanders?
I got the tackle position. I think Charles Leno, Cosme, and re-signing Lucas for depth, I have no worries about it. I thought that they did a really great job. I expect Cosme to continue to get better this year. If you're breaking it down, obviously, by, you know, just side of the ball, offensive line, defensive line, I'd still say D-line. But tackle's the one area on the football team I just don't have any concern with when I look at their roster. There's not another position on the roster that I could say that. I mean, that's just my opinion. But yeah, that's just kind of where I was going for it when y'all
broke I like the tackle spot if you're going to drill down that far. Thank you for the call, dude. Mm-hmm. I wonder if you can't say tight end position. There's so many ifs all over the field, because if you know Logan's going to be healthy, I like Cole Turner a lot. I think he's going to be able to play right away. And then you've got John Bates, who I think is, as if you're talking a third tight end, he's damn good and ready for that role.
Solid blocker.
Yeah.
But I think in this
offense, solid blocker with good hands. He's not dynamic. He's not going
to
give you much
in
speed.
In this offense and in the league today, your tight end has to be an exceptional pass catcher. And if you don't have one of those, then it's hard to say that that's a strength.
Good tweet from our old friend Cody Betts, tech manager Cody Betts, says, is Tressway still on the team? If so, that's the biggest strength of the Commanders.
Hey, he might be right.
He's accurate. Tress is still on the team. Let's go to our
it's not a good thing, though, when your punter is the strength.
We're going to hear from Tressway tomorrow. I haven't told you this, B. Tress, boots on the ground in Oklahoma, going to give us a PGA preview.
Uh-oh.
He's played Southern Hills.
All right.
He's going to tell us what to look for.
What's his best score there? We'll get to ask him tomorrow.
You can ask him tomorrow, but it's impressive. Mm-hmm. Let's go to Tyler in Fredericksburg. Ty, what's up, man?
What's going on, fellas?
How you doing, bud?
I have to say it's probably split even between receiving core and what you said there, his offensive line. Even though, yeah, we lost Flowers and Sheriff, I mean, we plugged in two Pro Bowlers at guards now. I mean, with Trey Turner and, what was
Andrew
his name?
Norwell?
Andrew Norwell, yeah, correct. Receiving core is very much deep this year. And like we've said over the last, year or so, if Curtis Samuel comes back in a full throttle healthy, he's definitely plug and play, and our receiving core would take a big step along with offensive line play. Especially if Cosmic can stay healthy this year, that's going to be the big if, and Julio can come back fully healthy as well. But no, I mean, I would say it's definitely a split even between receiving core, offensive line. Thanks, guys.
Thanks for the call, bud. B, how comfortable do you feel with the receiving core? Because you add a first-round talent in Jahan Dotson, and you should get Curtis Samuel back healthy.
You asked me for a strength. And a lot of people that call in, they're saying, if it's an if, then it's not a strength yet. You know what I'm saying? If you have to worry about all these ifs and have to wonder about this person, that's not a strength. You know, hell, if everything is perfect, yes, all of it should be a strength. But for me at this point, I'm comfortable with the offensive line. I would say that. And I'm saying because I watch a coach who worked like he did last year. Okay, and you have two veteran players that are getting inside at guard that are replacing your two starters from last year. I expect them to be good. It's not if they're good. I expect them to be good because they have tenure in this league. So O-line to me is a strength. Off the defensive line, it's another if.
To your point, this is a really good tweet from Ben Conti. He says, can we stop talking about this defensive line? The last 2 years, I've watched this defense get the ball ran down their throats. I just don't see enough from Allen and Payne to warrant extending both. The production doesn't encourage me to pay both. I don't think they're going to. I don't think you have to worry about that. It's also of note that last year they used a first-round pick at linebacker. Nobody's saying linebacker. Nobody's coming close to that. In the last two off seasons, they've spent big money at corner. Nobody's saying corner.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Let's go to our guy, Shane. Shane, what's up, man? You're on the MGM National Harbor Listener Lines.
Hey, good day to you guys. Hey, nobody's talking about the running back position. I think the running back position is going to be very solid this year. If we can, I don't like saying the words if, because like Brian said, you can't count on an if. I think we got that draft picker Robinson is going to be just kill it between the tackles. And you can't forget about the secret weapon we had last year. The only guy that literally carried this team, McKenzie. I mean, come on. He was the MVP of our team last year. Nobody's talking about that. The running backs, I think, is good. Of course, the offensive line is going to be very, very improved this year. Defensive line, question mark, still. Chase Young, question mark. Everybody on that defense, still question mark.
Thank
even
you, Shane.
Jack, even the defensive coordinator.
All right, fair enough. Thank you, Shane. We haven't mentioned the running backs, and, I think Brian Robinson gives you something that's a sure thing.
Gives you something different than what you've had.
McKissick is a baller. I don't know about McKissick, but McKissick really is a baller.
McKissick is a baller, but you saw him miss a lot of games based off of concussions, and I think that's going to trouble
people. I think it was a neck, but yeah, you're right.
Neck is worse than a concussion in my book.
Where do you put the quarterback group?
I think that's too big of a question mark for a lot of people because I was just reading a little thing. We had Heineke, Wentz, and Scott Turner playing golf.
Yep.
And somebody said, that's a damn shame the starter's not there. So it's more people that think Sam Howell is going to be playing better than the starting quarterback. Well, there's a lot of questions about your starter.
Those people are silly.
A lot of questions about your starter.
I'll say this. Maybe we need to think about kicker. How many teams have two kickers on their roster? Just to start with, how many teams do that?
They have one by the time the season hits.
And then two, they have two kickers on the roster that made 100% of their field goals last year. Joey Sly went 12 of 12. Brian Johnson went 2 of 2. And perhaps most importantly, Chris Blewett not on the roster.
Well, you know, they look at the kid, Johnson. He seemed to have ice water in his veins, but they're looking at Sly because his kicks can go out of the end zone.
Yeah, big
one. But you know what? I on the other hand, I still look at that as not a damn weapon. If I got a guy who can hang the ball up inside the 5 in the goal line and make you return and tackle you inside the 20, my defense will have more success against you than just giving it to you on the 25. You watch the Patriots do it a lot. They hang that damn ball up. And they go tackle people inside the 20. And they make you have to go 80 instead. That 5 yards makes a world of difference.
Let's keep the MGM National Harbor listener lines going. Doug is in Sterling. Doug, what's up, man?
Hello, fellas. I agree with most people. The offensive line was pretty strong. But it seems to me that the punting team was the most solid unit. You know, Tressway. He's one of the best in the league, and I believe he was MVP a couple of years ago.
Give Tressway all the flowers.
Yeah. I just think if your punter is the strongest thing on your team, that's a problem.
It's
great for Tress, but it's not great for the football team when people look at the punter as the best on the team.
I think Tress might have been the special teams MVP. I don't know if he was the MVP. Actually, you know what? In 2019, he probably was the MVP.
Yeah, exactly. The way he flips the damn field? Yeah. Come on, man.
Let's try with Charlie. Charlie, you there?
Gentlemen, do I have you?
You got it, sir. What's up, bud?
Gentlemen, for my ineptitude with the cell phone, I promise to sacrifice 3 virgins at my shrine I have set up for you guys in my bedroom.
Appreciate it, bud.
Now, strengths for this team, and you guys stole my thunder already. Antonio Gibson, J.D. McKissick. If they're used the right way, I don't care about which his name's fumbling. I discount that. I'm not going to – Brian, you're right about the ifs. Terry McLaurin has got to be right there. And Tressway, as JP said and this last gentleman said, has been a strength ever since he's come up. So I can't do offensive line, defensive line, because, Brian, you're right. You can't do ifs. You got to go on what the performance has been. And I don't care about what's his name fumbling. He'll be okay. Thanks.
All right, man.
Thank you, Chuck. Appreciate you. If ifs and nuts were candy and butts. I think I said that right. If ifs and butts were candy and nuts. Is that right? Let's go to Brandon in D.C., who may or may not be drunk. Brandon, what's up, man?
Hey, what's up, man? Hey, I feel like I just told the producer or whatever, I feel like going into last year, it was a lot more praise for the quarterback room with Ryan Fitzpatrick, Heineke, and things of that nature. There's no way I'm taking a Ryan Fitzpatrick over a Carson Wentz. I'm sorry. So I'm going to have to say it ain't no if with this quarterback room. We have a better quarterback room right now than what we did last season. So that is one of the strong suits of the team because I'm going to use the word if. If Carson Wentz to go down, We got a Taylor Heineke that can step right in. And, you know, I mean, we know what he's capable of. We know what he can do and what he can't do. So I would say the quarterback room is probably one of the strongest suits, followed by the receiver room. And then don't forget, I love McCain and Curl. That safety room could be one of the steals of this league this year. Hail to the Commanders. Y'all have a blessed one.
Brandon, so I think Brandon is right about something that is a total perception issue.
What's that?
I think Carson Wentz is perceived around the league as this pariah, as this kind of villain. I think Ryan Fitzpatrick was viewed around the league as this happy-go-lucky gunslinger, veteran journeyman, and there's no statistical measure you can take where Fitz was a better quarterback than Wentz, period. And what do we say about Wentz all the time? And I say it myself. Hey, man, two teams just went out of their way to get rid of this guy in the last 2 years. Well, 100 teams did that with Fitz. So I do think there's some crazy perception that people liked Fitz and don't like Wentz, and it is impacting how they view the position. Last year, told me that Fitz was going to go to the Pro Bowl.
But Pete Haley's on crack. But listen to me. Fitz has always been a journeyman.
Right.
Okay? Who works his butt off, and he also, he makes himself be loved by his teammates because of how he worked with them. Carson is supposed to be an answer, a starting quarterback. And based off of what some people are saying, he had issues with some of his teammates because he would not take ownership of stuff. It's hard as hell to judge a journeyman that plays above and beyond what he's expected to do and a starter who doesn't live up to the hype. There is a such thing as you have to be a damn leader of your team and also be, you got to lure yourself a little bit with your teammates. Carson has a lot of what Randall Cunningham had. Exceptional talent that can't seem to get along with everybody. And if a starting quarterback is not getting along with his offense and he won't take blame for stuff, that ends up being a hell of a problem. You didn't expect Fitzpatrick to come in and be Carson Wentz, but you expect Carson Wentz to try to be like those other guys that are playing around this league, like even a young dude who's younger than him, Joe Burrow. You expect him to have some semblance of a damn Josh Allen. You know, you don't expect him to be the person who's dealing with crap that other positions deal with. Not the leadership position. But people look at just the talent. If the talent meant everything, he would not be here now. He'd still be in Philadelphia.
I agree with all that. I would just say that the perception for Washington fans that they had it better with Fitz than they do with Wentz, I would argue, is incorrect. We'll find out, to your point.
Yeah.
We're going to find out. Because here's what we got out of Fitz. About a quarter and a half.
Yeah.
If that's what we get out of Wentz, there's big trouble.
If that's what you get out of Wentz, it's a hell of a bigger problem.
Much bigger problem.
Because that $28 million affects your team far more than what $10 million did?
Not to mention the picks you gave up and everything else. When we return, Julie Donaldson, Washington Commanders, joins us to tell us about an awesome charity event. And I'm going to ask Jules, what's the biggest strength on the Commanders?
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
B. Mitch and Finley, presented by John Leahy and the Fine Living Group. Let the MVP of DMV Real Estate sell your home for more. Visit johnsellsdmv.com. Right now, it's time to get to the BetQL guest line, presented by the BetQL Network. Wagertainment for every fan. Morning, afternoon, and night. Get sports betting tips from the best in the game. Streaming now on Odyssey. And welcome in our friend, Miss Julie Donaldson from the Washington Commanders. Jules, what's going on? How are you?
Hey, it's a great day. I'm sitting here looking. I'm out at FedEx Field looking at this field and getting excited because the schedule's out. And football's going to be here before we know it, guys.
It will be
a good day.
Yeah, I cannot wait for football. We got OTAs next week. We were having a conversation because I think for the last, maybe handful of years, when we talked about the biggest strengths on the team, we would say defensive line. But, there's obviously been some changes this offseason, and other groups have improved as well. I'm curious, before we get into your event tomorrow night, what would you say is the strength of this Washington team heading into what is now the, kind of the meat of the offseason?
I still think the defensive line has to be right there in that conversation. I know that they underperformed last season, and even defensive coordinator Jack Del Rio says the expectations were so high and they struggled to live up to them. But they learned a lot through that process last season. And should they come back healthy, which, obviously they took a lot of hits on the injury front, there's no reason this defensive line still should not be a very dominant in the strength of the team. Obviously, this offseason, the focus shifted a little bit to offense. You go out, you get quarterback Carson Wentz, and as, head coach Ron Rivera said, you have to be able to give him weapons to play with, and you have to be able to protect him. Well, it was a clear focus to get weapons to play with. And even if Curtis Samuel comes back healthy and De'Ami Brown takes, a step in his career, because we saw flashes, but we didn't see the consistency of him working into the offense, you've got a problem of one ball to spread around. How do you do that? How do you work these things in? There's a lot of options, I think, for Scott Turner to be able to play with that they didn't have necessarily last year. You went to, because of injury, to the depth chart, and you got to test the depth of that offense. So, I'm excited to see how this offense clicks, how it runs. And they have full faith that Carson's going to be able to get back to form, really stretch the field. And if he stays healthy, that it can be electrifying, something that wasn't necessarily as strong as a focus as the defense for the first few years under Rivera.
What's the thing that they feel has to happen for this team to be where they want to be? Because I know we always say the expectations were too high. A lot of that expectation came from the team talking about how good the defensive line was going to be. But I think, what do they have to do to get back on the winning track?
Well, one of the things right now, if we're talking about what's immediately in front of us, JP just mentioned it. OTAs are coming up. Guys have been in the building. The parking lot has been full on a daily basis of them getting treatment, of working out, of just, getting on the field and throwing the ball around a little bit. But when OTAs take place, they want to see everybody in attendance. They want to say that this has to be done as a unit. And I think that's where it's going to start. And that's where one of the frustrations came from, is they want to make sure all are here working together in the off season, to where when the season does kick around, they're ahead of themselves, as opposed to still trying to figure those first few games of getting their identity. They want that ahead of time. And they've had now a couple of years together. So a really strong off season, compared to the past few years where you've been hindered by COVID and you've been limited by being in the same room together and them having to go home and do all these lessons and classes on Zooms. That's not the case anymore. We can be in person. And I think that's really, let's start right there. Make sure that it's a healthy, strong off season before we even get to the Jaguars.
All right. We're talking with Julie Donaldson here on the BetQL guest line. Julie, of course, is the SVP of media and content over there for the Commanders. You can hear on the radio and on television. Julie, let's talk about what you have going on, because I imagine you have a big event coming up tomorrow night for Leukemia Lymphoma Society, trying to raise a ton of cash. And my guess is people could still buy tickets maybe and get into what should be a really fun event tomorrow night.
Yes, they can. They can. It's technically a free event, right? But it's for charity. So we want to make sure that if you come out and you enjoy what we're putting on, we're going to be able to get something that goes to LLS. And 90 cents on the dollar goes straight to research, goes straight to helping the children and people fighting against this ugly disease. It impacts so many families. It takes one too many lives. It was my first experience with loss, losing a childhood friend who spent 2 years battling this, the strain it took on her family. Another childhood friend, from the time he was diagnosed, it was a month later before he lost his life. So I've experienced this and lived it firsthand of that pain, and I've always vowed to do whatever I can for it. And since I have all this free time, you know, working for the Commanders, I say that in jest, I wanted to do more. So I was nominated to run for Woman of the Year, and I pledged to raise $100,000. We are well on our way to that mark, but I need help. We're not there yet, and I need help. So we want to make it fun. We have an event at DC Prime, and I'm making it worth, if you have to drive, I'm making it worth your time. It is free appetizers, hors d'oeuvres. It is free beer and wine. We are asking for a $100 donation. You would not be able to walk out of that place getting what we're giving you for free for less. But it's being donated by DC Prime. I'm going to have you guys out there. Thanks so much for coming. Doug Cameron of NBC4 is going to come. Doc Walker is coming. Doug Williams is coming. Santana Moss is coming. Kedrick Golston, Fred Smoot, Sean Springs, Logan Paulson. A lot of great guys to mix and mingle with. So we're going to make it fun. A couple auction items to auction off, like dinner with Doug Williams. I mean, what would you guys ask Doug Williams if you got to do dinner with him? Like, we're going to make it fun. So hopefully everybody can come. Tickets still available. And let's have a good time, DC Prime.
How are you going to be able to get anybody to talk with Fred Smoot there?
That's the whole point. Maybe we'll make like a little running competition out of that and find a way to earn some extra cash.
There you go.
Look, folks, you know, you're going to eat and drink anyways. Why not do it with some of your favorites that play the game? I know people love hanging out every time we hear you do an event, B-Mitch. Always positive, rave reviews. So, you know, they can come out, mix and mingle. I'll pimp you out. Raise some money and
That's cool. I like that type of thing.
What's cool is there's a number of auction items that you can see online, and I'm guessing you don't have to be there to bid on some of these auction items, right? You can just do it online.
Some if you go now and you can put in a proxy bid, like if you want dinner with Doug Williams, put as high as you go, and you know, bid now. We also have Santana Moss will deliver to wherever you want, your kid's school, your little league, your office with all of your buddies. Like, he'll deliver pizza from Paisano's Pizza for 30 people.
That's pretty
we have
awesome.
Like Top Golf, we have Lansdowne Golf, we have a whole bunch of different golf foursomes to stay. You know, we have got a bunch of stuff. There's a lot of items just online, but these we're going to be auctioning off tomorrow night as well.
So I volunteer to play golf with those three people, whoever wins it.
I love it. Let's do it.
A real hero, B.
I know, right? He's like, I got to play golf for free. Let's do it. Yeah. Right. If we can raise some more money, I'm down.
Oh yeah. I have a question about something I'm interested in, perhaps. What is a Venus Bliss body contouring package? Because maybe that's
I don't
what
think that's for you, JP.
Perhaps it is.
I don't think that's for you. I think you get
it
that
helps
for your wife
at
work.
Of unwanted fat.
I got plenty of that.
I think your wife would be better suited for that. You buy that and give it to her as a gift. Then again, you got to be careful buying
that
for her.
You know, yeah. Lots of men do use it too. It's like the cutting edge technology to kind of speed the process up. So
I mean,
it's a good value. I'll
it's valued at $4,500, and you could get it right now for $850.
That's a great one to get for your wife, man.
Maybe it's
that'd
time
be less
to,
than those shoes.
Maybe
you have
it's
to buy.
Time to clear off this beer belly for once and for all.
just stop mm-hmm. drinking beer.
Well, Jules, tell everybody one more time where to be, where they can get information, the website. I know I retweeted some stuff, but you want to make sure that folks that want to come know they can have a blast and how to get there.
Yep. So it's at DC Prime Steaks, which is in Ashburn. I've tweeted it out. I'll keep retweeting. I know they can go to your Twitter. I asked B. Mitch, friend Doc as well to get that information out there. We want to make it fun. And look, these guys come out, they love mixing and mingling with fans, and we want to get the fans there and give them an opportunity to like connect on a different level and do it while we're raising money for a great cause. So DC Prime Steaks Wednesday night, 5:30 to 8:30, but we'll keep the bar open all night long. But at that point, you're probably gonna have to pay for your own. So come while the beverages are free, and while you have the opportunity to see our favorite Washington legends while they're there.
I've been to DC Prime. You've been to DC Prime a lot more than me. The food is awesome, and it is not usually free. So if you want to go there, this is a hell of an opportunity. Anything with the word prime in it is very rarely free.
Yeah,
so
totally.
I think
they
fans
have
should
these
take
amazing
advantage.
Lobster bites for $28. Again, we're giving it away free. We just ask for a minimum of $100 donation so you can feel good about it.
All right. I hope it goes
great. Like it.
We will see you tomorrow. Looking forward to it.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate you coming out and supporting. Means a lot.
All right. Everybody give her a follow at @JulieDonaldson_ for more information on her campaign to finish off and beat what is a really scary thing. Leukemia, lymphoma. I had an uncle pass away from lymphoma. It matters a lot to me. It matters a lot to a lot of people that have dealt with blood cancers, man. Mm-hmm. It's a real thing. Tomorrow night will be a lot of fun, a good opportunity to help raise some money for people that need it and a very, very good cause. Here's what I'd like to get us to. We've talked plenty about the biggest strengths for the Commanders. Landfill has a strength. Landfill has an international strength that unfortunately I have revealed in just one foul swoop to be an international weakness. I'll explain when we return on B. Mitch and Finley.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Just confirmed it. Boots on the ground in Oklahoma. Tress Way will join us tomorrow at noon.
Tress.
Talk a little bit of everything, if I had to guess.
Now I like that dude. He's probably one of the most entertaining punters I've ever been around in my life. Other than Sean Landell is the coolest SOB I've met in my life that played punter.
Was he a good golfer too?
I think Sean played golf. Sean hung out with I told you before.
Jimmy Hoffa?
No. Bon Jovi. That was his boy. And Sean,
he's a Jersey guy.
He always talked to yo, man, B. Mitch, man. He always flicked his collar. You know, he's the coolest dude to write. His stories, it's like he was traveling with one of those acid rock bands. That's how he sounds. He started talking. It was the funniest stuff in the world.
I like it. Coolest I like it a lot. Here's what I don't like. I'm going to let's play Heard It Here first. Let's let Jeff Walker give the explanation, and then I'll explain from there. Go ahead. Let's hear it her first.
Okay, so it was a good day for the producers yesterday. I hit my parlay with the Yankees winning, and it was over 7 points. Lanfield hit his money line, even though the tennis player barely won. I don't know how to say her name, so I'm not going to butcher it on
which air. One was it?
Yeah, we looked her up yesterday. It was like Yaslin or something. Yislin? Whatever.
Okay. Yeah.
We looked her up.
That one.
And unfortunately, JP did not hit with the Arsenal.
So
you bet Arsenal?
Lanfield has a lot of luck betting soccer and going to the European continent. There was nothing on yesterday. And I don't want to just get into a zone where I'm just betting against the Nats every night. So I looked around at my options, and Arsenal was an option. And I knew, because I had to hang out with my soccer-loving friends, that Arsenal was in a really big push to get the 4 seed in England, which means you qualify for the Champions League the following year. Uh-huh. And it was a big deal. So they really wanted to win, and they were playing Newcastle. That's not very good. It was the ultimate square pick. The system pick would have been to take Newcastle, and I faded my own system, took the square action, and what do you know? Arsenal got their ass kicked. So what I have learned, at least when it comes to club play, Jeff Walker, might be a different world when I get to we get to the World Cup. I don't think I'm betting any soccer for a while. I'll leave that.
After one loss?
I'll leave that to the experts like Landfill. All right, Landini, so you're good at betting European sports. I will abstain. Now.
Seems sensible.
Seems sensible to me.
Okay, I mean, I don't know why you changed
up. Thank God there's basketball tonight.
Why do you change up what you normally do? I mean, it just
there was nothing that I normally bet on last night.
Baseball?
There was no hockey. Listen, once I get into betting baseball mode, I will be there. I'm just not there yet. There's still other sports. Jeff is all about betting baseball. You got your parlay for tonight lined up?
Yeah, but I didn't bet baseball tonight.
Did you bet soccer?
Nope. My parlay tonight, I'm taking the over in the Heat and Celtics game, and I'm taking the Blues to win tonight against Colorado.
Give me the under, and I want Miami Heat.
It is a low number tonight.
204 minus 2.
Yeah, 204. What do you got, Landfill?
I'm going back to France. I'm taking Juan Ignacio Londero.
What?
Yep. Huh?
You call us a what?
Juan Ignacio Londero.
I'm going to just put Juan.
He's playing Dominic Stricker.
Sound like somebody on a damn
in tennis?
Porno.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa, B-Bitch out here talking about porno.
That doesn't sound like that damn
give
name.
A, give us this tennis player / porn star's name again.
Juan Ignacio Londero.
I like how you lean into the Juan.
Juan Long.
Juan.
I think a Juan Long.
Juan Long. Star of such films as?
Tennis.
Meet Me Under the Bleachers. I think I'm going hockey. I like the Panthers to win tonight in the Battle of Florida. Give me Florida Panthers.
Against who, the Lightning?
Yeah, they're playing. So we got the Battle of Florida and the Battle of Alberta. I am all in on a Canadian team. So whoever comes out of Alberta, that's who we're rooting for. Are you prepared to board this ship with me?
Unless it's the Lightning.
You like the Lightning?
Deshaun was telling me, man, he said, dude, that team is, they won in the last 2 years or something like that.
Yeah.
I mean, they're on fire, dude. That's a dynasty.
Is two in a row a dynasty?
Well, three in a row
certainly is. Three in a row certainly is. We'll find out. Go Panthers. I'm not really rooting for the Panthers, but I'm rooting for them tonight, I suppose.
Seems like you're rooting for them.
I don't think I am. What do you think?
Didn't he just say go Panthers?
Yeah,
you're rooting for the damn myself. Panthers.
He said, go Panthers.
Hey, man, you think somebody going to get mad at you?
You know what it sounded like? It sounded like if Craig Heist was asked to say go Panthers. That's what it would sound like.
If somebody, normally people go for the team that beats their team.
Normally, but I'm not there yet. I also wrote off Sunrise, Florida as a community after the loss. Sunrise, Florida is a strip mall that I want nothing to do with. How about this? Some awesome matchups announced. College football, and it sounds so far away, but it's Labor Day weekend, man. It's just on the other side of summer. Ohio State, Notre Dame, that Saturday night.
Woo!
Or maybe it's Sunday night. Whatever night, that'll be awesome to watch. I like that. The best is just sitting around all day and betting college football. Thank you.
Or watching it.
Watching betting? Sure. Thank you to all of our guests today. Thank you to Barstool.
I can't wait till one of your daughters come up and say, Dad, I want to bet on this game.
I mean, that happened to you. Didn't Monica need money in her DraftKings or something?
Yeah, Maya taught her how to get it done.
For straight bets or for DFS?
For bets.
What does Monica like to bet on?
I don't know what she like to bet on. I was surprised she was betting.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, I'm going to keep her away from that, though.
It goes well with the purse shopping.
No. I just purse shop. At least I know what I'm losing.
Might be like a Phil Mickelson betting situation.
I hope
before
the hell
you know.
Not. Oh, my Lord.
Thank you to Barstool Nate, Pete Haley, and Julie Donaldson for joining us. If you want to hang out tomorrow night, we'll be at this event for Julie Donaldson at DC Prime, raising money for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. Tomorrow's going to be a lot of fun. Tress Way joins the program. A little PGA Championship preview. Get Jeff talking golf. Lord knows what will happen. Maybe more UFOs. Grant and Danny coming up next. If you missed any of the show,
JP owe you a UFO.
Check out the podcast. If you made it this far, Landfill owes you a European soccer pick. Goodbye.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.